Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. It all starts with a mama cow. We're back on that. Stan Beavers helps us in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know one of the ways that the Beef Checkoff is trying to improve beef demand is to influence the influencers. One group that fits that description well, chefs who work in food service.
Absolutely. You know, if you think about food service and you think about chefs, these are individuals that can influence thousands of decisions a day, thousands of meal decisions a day, just by virtue of their control over menus in restaurants. And so recently, a group of chefs and protein specialists from one of the largest food service distributors in the country were hosted at NCBA's Culinary Center for a day-long education session funded by the Beef Checkoff. As you know, NCBA is a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. 27 chefs and protein specialists from across the country were present and learned the latest information about beef.
And you can learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you. Go to oklabeef.org and click on Cattleman's Corner. Every stop along the beef pipeline is a margin operation, except at the front end of the beef pipeline with the cow-calf operator. So says ranch management consultant Stan Beavers.
That's exactly right, because everything builds on the back of cows. Yeah, as much, you know, information that's out there, as much media play that's out there, it's all built on the back of beef cows. Okay, now, so if we don't have cows, guess what? We don't need the rest of the industry. But understand that if you're going to listen to a market report or something, okay, you need to recognize how that affects your operation as a ranch, because you aren't a margin business. When we talk, you know, the prices of 7.5 weight calves, like we all listen to on commodity reports.
Right.
Are you weaning a 7.5 pound animal? And most of us are not. Okay. So again, how can I take that information and apply it to my operation, or does it not apply? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, there's times I hear a lot of stuff, it does not apply, because they're going to talk about, well, this is what ranchers ought to be doing. Mm-hmm. Okay. A rancher needs to mind his business. And again, I don't mean that in a bad respect. I don't mean that the way it sounds, mind your own business. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is you need to mind your business, because it's a different business than a margin. It's an asset management business where I control my assets, and guess what? My assets are eroding in value, i.e., they're depreciating over time. My bulls are getting older. My pickups are getting older. They're going over more miles. Mm-hmm. My fences are breaking down. That's depreciation. That's the eroding of my assets. Everybody else at the chain doesn't necessarily have that to such a large component that it is on a cow-calf.
Big picture, as far as the cattle market, cattle industry is concerned right now, what are the things you're paying attention to?
What I'm paying attention to is every month what the WASD report is showing in terms of beef production in this country. You know, beef production, I mean, that's probably one, even though, you know, the USDA does a really good job of estimating, you know, 1 and 2 years out, you know, I would like to be able to think that numbers are coming down, weights are not, okay? Weights have kind of plateaued, and I'm talking slaughter weights in this case. I'm not talking weaning weights. I'm talking slaughter weights here. But the inventory, the numbers, hopefully have peaked out. We're going to start seeing a turn, fewer numbers, and probably into 2020, if not 2020, certainly the next year. But then chances are the weights have maxed out. I don't think we're going to get any of these slaughter calves any bigger. I don't know how we do that. And if that's the case, then we start seeing that bull beef production pull down. And I'm looking for that to happen over the next year.
You talk about that slaughter weight that you felt that maybe we are a little bit past that high water mark on that. And you kind of alluded to the fact that just the physical structure, the ability of those animals to carry that much weight.
Absolutely, because, again, you know, average slaughter weights, you know, is about 375, 380 right now. And if you go back just in the last 7 years, a chart that I showed was clear back to January of 2010. So it seems like we've added about 200 pounds per slaughter weight. And again, it's Optiflex, just things like that. But again, it's good management too. So, that's their business. That's what they should be doing. I mean, a packer wants every pound on that hook that he can get. Now, I don't fault that at all. Okay. So he wants the bigger calves. The problem is, at what point do you become biologically risk? Okay. Can you just get one more pound on that frame of that calf? And I think we are probably at the point where we've maxed that out. If we're going to change that, if we're going to keep on that trajectory, which I don't think we are, I think we're plateauing out. If we were going to keep that on that trajectory, I think we would have to start changing our genetics back down to cow-calf. And it goes against everything we're hearing at the cow-calf. Get them smaller. Mm-hmm. Okay, so moderate your size. Which, at the other end, those don't collide. Those don't reconcile.
Right.
So.
So are you feeling pretty good about, I noticed on your summary slide you felt that domestic beef demand continues to look pretty solid.
You know, it does. I mean, don't get me wrong. Certainly it does, okay, particularly since the record of 2014 when we had record beef prices, calf prices, record prices at the restaurant phase, but people were still buying beef. Mm-hmm. And even now that prices have gotten even cheaper, we continue to see good demand for beef. That accounts for 88% of our total production. The exports would be great with another 12 if we could get things happening there. Hopefully, we're kind of at that point where we'll start to see some of these prices start heading lower. Again, it may not happen for another year, but it's coming. It's coming. So.
Ranch management consultant Stan Beavers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.